Welcome to the Mormon Channel Relief Society program, a production of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Julene Judd. Today joining us in the studio is the Stevens family. Dad and Mom, Marty and Carol Stevens, their daughters Melanie Wright and Jen Preston, and daughters-in-law Cassidy and Christy Stevens, and Asher Stevens joining us on the phone in Arizona. They are here to share their thoughts and insights on the new Relief Society history book, Daughters in My Kingdom. Thank you for being with us today.
Nice to be here, Julene.
Thank you.
We are so grateful that you're all here to share with us how this book can benefit families in the church and give us another perspective on how to use this wonderful book. Let's talk about what this book means to you and how you've been able to use it in your family. Asher?
Yes, hi. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here. You know, in reading this book, it for me really helped me bridge the gap between myself and my pioneer ancestors. Even though I don't have to worry about, you know, trying to get my family safely across the plains, I do have to worry about raising my girls in a world where I kind of feel like sometimes the odds are stacked against them. And so reading this book, I really been able to relate to these women and the trials that they faced as they tried to raise their children. And anyways, I really prioritized, since reading this book, my own personal time to study and learn and nurture my relationship with my Heavenly Father, because I feel like, you know, you can't draw water from an empty well, and I want to leave a lasting legacy for my posterity, just like these women left for us.
I love that. And even though we may think we don't have anything in common with these pioneer sisters, the strength and fortitude that it takes to raise a family in this time, I think, is what we can learn and glean from their experiences. And I love that. Thank you for sharing that.
All right. No problem.
And speaking of pioneers and heritage, as a family, you had the opportunity to visit Nauvoo together. Carol and Marty, would you tell us about your experience and what it was like to share Daughters in My Kingdom there, and tell us about your family's experience?
Well, we were looking for some kind of an activity, a vacation to go on with the family, and so we looked at a number of different options to go to some of the amusement parks and different things, and we just decided we wanted to do something that would leave a lasting impression on our children and grandchildren. And so we arranged a trip, and were able to take all 25 of us, kids and grandkids, flew to Kansas City, rented some vans, and hit all of the church sites, and flew home from St. Louis. And we just had a great experience as part of that. It was just about the time they were releasing Daughters in My Kingdom, and Carol came up with the idea of, while we were there in Nauvoo on Sunday, of having a special meeting in the Red Brick Store and presenting the book to her granddaughters and daughters and daughters-in-law there. And so, Carol, why don't you tell them about what we did in that regard?
We were just so blessed because the book was just coming off the press. It hadn't been shipped yet. And I told Sister Beck about our trip and asked her if it would be possible for us to take some books with us. And she was so gracious in letting me have enough books for all of my daughters and granddaughters. And I kept them hidden. No one knew what was happening. We made arrangements with the Community of Christ, and they allowed us to rent the upper room of the Red Brick Store on Sunday afternoon to have Relief Society, where Relief Society was restored by the Prophet Joseph. So Marty took the boys, and they went down the Trail of Hope and sat at some picnic tables in a grove of trees and had priesthood. And my daughters and granddaughters and I all had Relief Society in the Red Brick Store. Well, I was trying to think, how can I make this work for such a variety of ages? We had our tiny little Berkeley, who was not even two yet, and then Marin, our oldest granddaughter, was 13, and then, of course, our adult daughters and daughters-in-law. And so I decided to talk about the plan. I just talked about that we're all daughters of Heavenly Father who loves us, and we lived before, and we were taught the things that we needed to know, and then we've come to the earth now, and Heavenly Father's provided this plan for us, and a Savior, and prophets, and scriptures, and all the things that we need to have to guide us. And I talked to them about their work as daughters of God, and then I was able to give each of them their books individually. I called up each of my little granddaughters and had them stand next to me. And I told them how much Heavenly Father loved them and that He had a great work for them to do. And that this book would help them to understand what their work was. And that was such a tender experience for me to have them with me. And the Spirit was very strong, and was so grateful for that opportunity to be able to share that with my daughters and granddaughters in that special place.
Cassidy, would you like to share with us what that experience was like for you in receiving the book in that wonderful place?
Yes, I'd love to. That experience was such a wonderful thing, I know, for each of us. The Spirit that was there was so strong. You could feel it, even though the little kids had a hard time kind of staying calm, but the peace that filled my soul when Carol talked about the book and how much it meant to her and what it was, it brought so much joy into my heart, just because the Lord does have a plan for each of us and each of us as women. And I just remember feeling so happy and so excited to receive this new book that the Relief Society Presidency had provided for each of us. And I was ecstatic, pretty much, and as tears filled my eyes, and I couldn't believe that this was happening where the Relief Society was first organized. And it was just such a wonderful experience to be there where the sisters so long ago were there teaching about Relief Society and getting it all organized. And then we were there to be able to kind of have a kind of same experience, but more for our generation, where we have this book to learn from their past experiences and to be able to understand what they went through and how we can apply into our own lives. And so I just loved it and loved every minute of it. And my heart was just filled with just joy. And so I was excited.
And I love that visual that you shared about having all of your granddaughters and daughters at different ages, 2 and 13, and older daughters as well. Just that visual that we are all a part of Relief Society. Whether you're in primary or young women's, you are a daughter of God, and part of your identity is part of this wonderful organization of Relief Society.
I think part of what made it such a special experience too, the whole trip, was that our children prepared their children for the trip. So for Christmas, we gave them the little children's readers about the church history and doctrine and covenants, and a video about Nauvoo. And for family home evening, they did that for several weeks. They had lessons and talked about Nauvoo and the places that we would be seeing at Adamondayam and in Liberty Jail and what happened there. So when we got there, it wasn't just a building for the grandchildren. They understood what happened there, and it was special to them. And we also prepared them with some family histories, and each of our grandchildren shared a history of one of their ancestors. And I think that made those people that had those experiences real to them as they studied those histories. And Marty did a lot of work on our histories before we left. I wanted him to share about that.
One of the things that we felt like we wanted to do was somehow bring our ancestors to life and their life stories to life for our children and grandchildren. So Carol and I came up with this idea of putting a heritage wall together. And we had one wall in our family room that we laid out and got similar picture frames. And we actually got a family photo that had our grandchildren, our children, us in it. And then we went back different generations, and it takes up the whole wall. So it actually, there's an 8-generation chart that starts in the center of the wall with our current family, and then it goes back to my parents on one side and Carol's parents on the other, and then the grandparents, and goes back. And we have that now that fills the whole wall, and we've put little flags by the picture so they can see what countries that their ancestors came from. And our grandchildren spend a lot of time at that wall, just seeing the flags from Sweden and from Germany and from Denmark and England, and where our ancestors came from and what generation they came. And then we, as Carol said, we selected these stories from ancestors who had crossed the plains, who had been pioneers. And each day we had one or two of our grandchildren share one of those stories with us as part of our morning devotional. And I think it really turned out well.
Well, and there's such power in – that's what I love about the power of this book is when you recognize – and what you taught your children, when you recognize where you come from and you learn about that, that gives you such power to then turn and lead and grow and find your path. I love that, that you gave that gift to your children, and that's what this book can give to all of us as Relief Society Sisters, is our identity and connecting with those who came before us. I love that. Well, Daughters in My Kingdom gives us such an incredible glimpse into our heritage as Relief Society Sisters and women in the church that can benefit our families in so many ways. Why do you think that we were given this book right now, Christy?
Well, when I received the book, I had a very powerful impression that the book would change my life. I felt that strongly. I felt that when we were traveling home from Nauvoo, I continued to have that feeling. And I was impressed to open it and study it. And I just kept opening it and reopening it, each time finding new things that benefit my life personally. And what I found, for the reason the book came into my life, is to prepare me for the second coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and to prepare me and my family to return to Him and our Heavenly Father. And while I studied the book and learned about the sisters of the past, especially learning about Jesus Christ when He taught Mary and Martha, He laid principles for them that would become a pattern of living that has stayed from that time until the church was taken away from the earth. And then when it was restored by Joseph Smith, this pattern of living for women was restored. And I felt like this book illustrated a way, and it's small and simple things that we do every day that turn us back to Christ. And I think that for me, I'm easily distracted every day. Sometimes that's my hardest battle, is just staying in that place. But these experiences that are shared in the book help me see what those patterns look like, what women from the past have done to simplify their lives and to get back to our families and do those small and simple things that will make all the difference for us.
A lot of women have questioned why we have this book now and why this history has come forward at this particular time. And I love to read the Book of Mormon, and I usually begin each morning with reading, and then I close the day with reading from the Book of Mormon. And well, I finished reading the Book of Mormon a couple of days ago, and then I picked up a new copy and started again. And this morning I thought, I'm going to start in the back of the book and read forward instead, just for something different. And so I opened to the Book of Moroni, and then I realized why I'd been prompted to start at the back of the book. It says, this is Moroni talking, "Wherefore I write a few more things contrary to that which I had supposed. For I had supposed not to have written any more, but I write a few more things that perhaps they may be of worth unto the brethren, my brethren, the Lamanites, in some future day, according to the will of the Lord." And that just, I underlined that and studied it and read it over and over. I write these things that they may be of worth unto my brethren in some future day. And I've thought about the people who kept these histories and the words that have been written that now have been brought forth and are of great worth to us in this day. This is the future day. We're receiving their words. And it's, to me, it's so important because the women of the world are being so battered and beaten by the world. And it's important for us to understand who we are and what we need to accomplish and who we need to be in order to accomplish that work. And so this Daughters in My Kingdom helps each one of us in our individual circumstances to be strengthened and to see the patterns of the women who lived before and what did they do. The women in the scriptures, the women in history, what did they do to solve the problems in their lives, and how were they strong and faithful? And we look at those patterns and realize that those are eternal patterns, and we can continue to develop those patterns in our own lives.
There are so many great examples of strong women in Daughters in My Kingdom. How have these women given you strength to overcome the challenges that you face as a family?
I am a single mother of four daughters, and I found that when I read this book, I was impressed at all of the stories of strength from women in the book. And many times I was able to look at the sacrifices that they had made and look at the challenges that I have in my own life. And I was able to draw strength from that and see that many times the challenges that I deal with in my daily life oftentimes are not as challenging as I believe that they are when I look at the sacrifices that many of these women in the book made.
You're listening to the Mormon Channel Relief Society program, a production of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The Stevens family joins us in the studio today to share ways families can use the new Relief Society history book, Daughters in My Kingdom. As a family, it's important to teach each other the gospel, to hold family prayer, family scripture study, and family home evening. How can this book help us to reach these goals, Melanie?
Yes. As I opened the book and first started to read the book, I thought, oh, I love this. This is my favorite quote or my favorite reference. And then as I turned the page and read more, that became my new favorite. And that became my new goal and my new quote for my life and the thing that I wanted to do next. And there's just so many examples of strength and charity and obedience, and we as women can draw from all of these experiences. I think that in our lives as a mother and as a busy mother with young children, you're pulled in so many different directions. We all know that. Most of us are young mothers here. But you're pulled in. There's school and there's PTA and there's soccer and there's swimming and there's piano and there's scouts. And there's just so many places you're pulled. And these women were pulled in different directions, too, different than ours, but they were still pulled. But they also had the strength to bear up their families and to follow the Lord and to become women of faith and to lead their families in faith and to be able to follow what they were called to do. And I had a goal at the first of the year. I just knew I wanted something. I wanted to do something. I didn't know what, but I wanted something in my life different. And I joined a class online that has you focus on a word. At the first of the class, I picked the word faith because I thought that's what I wanted to focus on was my faith. I wanted to increase my faith. And as I read through the book, I came across Sister Smoot when she was the general president. She felt a need to help the women at the church remember their identity. And she reminded them that they were beloved spirit daughters of God, and their lives have meaning, purpose, and direction. And that's where I pulled my word from. And I decided to focus on strength because this book is full of women of strength, and they were able to do all of these things as well and still raise good families and still raise their families up into the Lord. And that's all of our goal is as well, I think, is to do that. And so anyway, that's how I'm using the book in my family, is to be able to, as some of the things she mentioned, delight in service and good works and love life and learning and stand for truth and righteousness and do those things and have our children see us do those things as women and see that we can be that kind of a woman and still be good mothers and good friends and good people. That's how I'm using it this year, is drawing strength from the women and hopefully bringing that into my home, the strength into my home.
I love that. Thank you. And strength looks different in every home and in every person and is needed in a different way.
That's actually just what I was going to say, Julian, is that I look around the table at all these different women and their different circumstances and their different ages of their children and their responsibilities, and even in their different circumstances, they're all learning to use Daughters in My Kingdom in a different way. And it works for them. They're all pulling different things out of Daughters of My Kingdom in their different circumstances to strengthen them individually so that they can in turn strengthen their children. And I think that that is the beauty of this book, is that it works for everyone of all ages, men, women, children. Our granddaughter Maylee is studying Daughters of My Kingdom, and it's just such a thrill for me to listen to them and to see what they're each individually gleaning from this book.
Well, speaking of Maylee, Christy, why don't you share with us how Daughters in My Kingdom, how you've shared it with your children, and it's how it's helping all of you to understand God's love for you and for your children and your divine potential.
Okay. Well, as every mom, young mom, moms especially, we're always talking about the future of our kids. We're always thinking ahead and looking at the evil that surrounds us in the world. And we're thinking, how are we going to teach our kids and help them have a testimony? How are we going to keep them safe? And are we going to say the right thing and do the right thing so that in that moment of choice, they'll know how to act, and how can we just keep them safe is what I have a lot of conversations with. A lot of my thoughts are geared around those questions. And when we received Daughters in My Kingdom, immediately I felt like this will be a tool to help me. And I remember the night that we received it, maybe it was the next night, Carol, you can help me remember, but we just pulled the book out for a few minutes, and Maylee, Carol, and I, a three-generation, I'm a daughter-in-law, but I consider myself linked, but we pulled...
We hope so.
We pulled that book out and studied it together, and I think that studying the women in the past, looking to our own ancestors, a grandmother, a mother, that's how we will keep our kids strong. We will continue to live those principles that we're taught. And in sharing the book with Maylee, last night she said, Mom, I love the book, but I'm not in Relief Society yet. Do you think I should still study it? And I said, this is so important, Maylee, to know even now, because what it has in the book is what Heavenly Father has in store for you now and in your future. And as you learn what He has in store for you, you can go forward with faith and know how He wants to bless you and know what to do to earn those blessings and be worthy of the blessings He has in store for you. And as for the rest of my kids, I have three sons and more questions. How will I help them respect women? How will I help them know how to be great fathers and to be a team member with their future wives in strengthening their future families? Again, all the stories, all of the quotes can help me teach them. And then, of course, as I'm practicing these principles, I can model what they need to see and know about women, and they can see the difference between the women of the world and a daughter of God.
I was also going to point out that the last chapter in the book, The Live Up to Your Privilege, to me was the chapter that stuck out the most for me. I have four daughters, so I feel like, it's so important for me to teach my girls their divine potential and that they are daughters of a God who loves them and who has a plan for them, and to help them understand their role in the church and their role in the gospel as they are older and become mothers themselves and have children of their own. I think it's something that is so important to them to learn when they're young and when they're teenagers, that they can pass on to their own daughters and help them to understand their divine potential and the importance of women and the strength of women in the families and raising children, and how important a mother is in the home and in regards to the spirit and the way that a home is being ran And I think that especially as a daughter, or excuse me, a mother of daughters, I feel like it's so important that they understand that. And this book has so many stories and so many examples of women who have done that.
Well, and what a gift. This is a new book for us, and I feel like I'm learning things for the first time, but that we can give our daughters the experience that they grow up knowing this, that this book can be a part of their life from the very beginning, from as learning from their, at their mother's knee from as early as they can ever remember. What a gift to have this knowledge that will then prepare them to accomplish all that Heavenly Father has in His plan for them.
You know, I thought about as when she asked the question, how do you share this with your daughters? And this is something very simple, but my three-year-old Maggie, you know, she's only 3 years old, and she loves to look at this book, and she loves to ask me questions about the pictures, and it just sparks so much interest in her little three-year-old mind that initiates a lot of conversation and a lot of opportunity to teach her about these things that, you know, may be a little bit over her head, but I can teach her on a very basic level. And, you know, I just have little teeny kids, so that's how I can teach them through this book. But there have been many instances where, you know, on the very first page, there's a picture of Jesus who's appearing to Mary outside the tomb. And anyways, I had a funny experience with that, but Maggie had so many questions. She wanted to know so much about it. And anyways, we've had some pretty sweet experiences just in those, just through that. So,
would you like to share more about that experience with her?
One night, my husband was out of town, and it was Monday night, and I thought, well, we were having family home evening, and I thought, well, it would be a good opportunity to talk about some of the women in the church. And so I pulled this book out, Daughters of My Kingdom, and on the very first page, you know, there's the picture of Christ appearing to Mary outside the tomb. And I told, you know, I went on to tell Maggie the story, and she was very enthralled. And after I had finished telling her about this experience, then she looked up at me with these big wide eyes, and she said to me, "Mom, where? If that's Mary, where's her little lamb?" I'm trying.
A three-year-old perspective.
Oh, right, that's right. Sweet. Well, I'll ask this question to all of you, and so please just jump in. How do you feel that this book has strengthened your relationships with each other?
I feel like as we read this book and we strengthen ourselves, we can't help but to strengthen others. Like, as we're strengthening ourselves through doing different things that we've decided to do to study and to ponder and to take this book into our lives, we can't help but to reflect that and reflect that to others in our daily dealings and in our service, in our countenance, and in the person that we are and who we're striving to become. I think that as we strengthen ourselves, we can't help but to strengthen others through that as well.
One thing that I really liked that when we were in the Red Brick store that Carol mentioned was that we're all pioneers, and that we all, how a pioneer is someone that went before us and we follow after them and through their example. And we each are pioneers in our own way, and that we all have a role to share and to be examples to other people. And this book shares that with each of us. And as we read it, we gain understanding of how we can be examples to others and how we can improve the lives of others. And that's what I think this church is all about, is helping and serving and bringing each other to Christ. And one thing I would like to kind of talk about is with the young woman of the church. Like, I'm just recently married and just recently starting my family, and I know a lot of people think that are single or that have this book and are still in Relief Society think, well, what do I have to do to make a difference, or what, I don't contribute anything, but you do. And I've had those same questions and doubts in my own life. But as I've read and studied this book, it explains and it goes through how we each have a role and how we how the Lord loves each one of us and that we are all important and that we can all help each other bring each other back to Christ. And one quote that I really loved in the book was to go along with helping each other. And it was Lucy Mack Smith, and she said, "We must cherish one another, watch over one another, comfort one another, and gain instruction that we may all sit down in heaven together." And I just love that. I just think that's just amazing. Like, we all should have that goal to be able to, I mean, who doesn't want a heaven filled with your friends and family? So I think that's just one of the most important things, is to really look out for each other and to find that and wanting to be together in heaven. So,
thank you.
You know, as I read the book, I had like this overwhelming feeling of feeling part of something bigger than myself. You know, this is God's organization for women on the church today. And I feel, through that, I feel more connected to my mom and my mother-in-law and the women that I teach, that I visit teach, and my daughters. And I just feel so privileged to be a part of this organization and this, you know, this wonderful thing. I feel privileged to be a part of it.
I love that.
When I read the book, I like to dog-ear pages and highlight. And one of the things that struck me right on point to what Asher just talked about is in here all of these stories about women in history and what they've done and what the example that they set for the women of the church. But another thing that this book does is two other things. It helps us to understand how the Relief Society and the priesthood work together and how we support each other and how we help each other. But then it goes beyond that. On page 95, President Kimball actually has a prophecy that he talks about. And he says this: "Much of the major growth that is coming to the church in the last days will come because many of the good women of the world, in whom there is often such an inner sense of spirituality, will be drawn to the church in large numbers." And then he says, "This will happen to the degree that the women of the church reflect righteousness and articulateness in their lives, and to the degree that the women of the church are seen as distinct and different in happy ways from the women of the world." And so it talks about the fact that the women of the Relief Society have a great, not only do they have a great heritage, they have a great responsibility going forward, and they'll be a magnet for good in the world in these latter days. And as they live and follow these examples that are in this book, they're going to be a shining example to the women of the world of what womanhood is all about.
As we close, would you like to share how this book has strengthened your testimony or an experience that you've had specifically that maybe we haven't talked about yet?
Julie and I'd like to share one. When we left Nauvoo, we drove down the Trail of Hope, and there's a little area there where you can stop and look back, and over the tops of the trees you can see the Nauvoo Temple. And of course, you know the Trail of Hope is where they took their wagons down to the river and crossed to leave Nauvoo for, and they would never see their temple again. And so we drove down there, and I shared with our family from the book about the temple and how the people in Nauvoo had clamored to receive their endowments there. And they said, it says, they came to the temple all day and long into the night, and they were so anxious to receive their ordinances that President Brigham Young said, "I've given myself up entirely to the work of the Lord in the temple night and day, not taking more than 4 hours sleep on an average day and going home but once a week." And then before leaving Nauvoo, these saints, they wrote this message on the wall in the assembly hall of the temple. They wrote, "The Lord has beheld our sacrifice. Come after us." And so I asked our children while we were standing there on the road, "What is our sacrifice? And what do we need to do that those who come after us will have a good example to follow?" And, you know, President Monson had talked in the general conference talk that he had just recently given, said, you know, sometimes our sacrifice is just giving up a little bit of our time to be in the temple. And sometimes our sacrifice is giving up something that's not right so that we can qualify for a recommend. Whatever our sacrifice is, we need to do everything that we can to be in the temple, because that's what this church is all about. That's what Relief Society is all about. We exist to increase faith and to strengthen homes and families and to seek out and help those in need. And we do it all so that we can gain eternal life and that we can all sit down in heaven together. And that's what we want. We want eternal families. And the temple is our goal. And so that was my testimony that I shared with my children. It's just, we all have to make sacrifices, but eternal life is the end goal. And we have a Father in heaven who has a perfect plan for us. And we have prophets who are watchmen on the tower who will guide us and protect us if we'll listen to them, because they can see the way ahead. And we have commandments that keep us safe, and a Savior who made it all possible. And our Heavenly Father wants us to come back to Him. We are part of His eternal family, and we started with Him in an eternal family. We're here on this earth to have experiences and to have challenges and to grow and to learn to love each other. And we learn a lot of these things in our families, and how grateful I am to be with my family today and to have the opportunity to be an eternal family because of my Savior.
You've been listening to the Mormon Channel Relief Society program, a production of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more information on this program, visit our website at mormonchannel.org. To share your thoughts and questions regarding this new book, visit the new website, daughtersinmykingdom.lds.org. Thank you for listening.